DJW Mobile.
W4DJW, KB0KBJ.
KB0KBJ, W4DJW. Hey, Steve, have you got all the weddings behind you yet?
Have I got all the what behind me?
The weddings. No, aren't you going to some weddings?
Yeah, we got them behind us.
Well, cool. Everybody get... No brides ran off, did they? You must have gone down in the shadow because I couldn't get any of that. Try it again, or boost your power if you can.
Okay, none ran off that shouldn't have run off with somebody they shouldn't have.
That's good. No runaway brides. Very good. Well, is everything else going to your liking? You have a good day today?
I'm all good. How about you? What you been up to?
Fairfield, headed back home, did some autonomic flying. Gerhardt was over there. I don't know if you remember him or not. He's from Germany. He was over there flying his jets. And JD, the guy that used to work at Michelin, was out there with us. He just kind of popped in there. We're over near Eric Sloan's house at the place I explained to you yesterday. Anyway, I didn't crash anything, and I did several autonomic flights. Now I've got a whole lot of data I've got to go analyze. I got some kind of issue going on with my telemetry and my Wi-Fi that connects my ground station to my laptop. I got some analysis work to do, but that's better, you know, having a little problem. Minor problems like that's not as bad as, like, crashing an airplane or anything.
Yeah, I thought you might be doing that. I heard you on earlier. Well, that's good. Nice day for it. I would like to get together with you and go out there. I don't know. I don't know when, I don't know, maybe tomorrow, but that might be too soon for you already, since you did it today.
Well, I gotta go out there anyway. I think I'm getting roped into putting down grass seed and fertilizer. So I was talking to Steve on the way out there. And they roped him into using his John Deere to spread fertilizer and grass seed. And he roped me into helping him. So I don't know. He didn't tell me what time we were headed out there. But we'll probably go out there and do some flying before we do that and then put out the grass seed and fertilizer.
Well, let me know when you're going to do that.
Is your cell number the same one? If I text you a message, will you get it with the number that's in my phone? Because my phone hasn't changed in 20 years. Has yours?
Yeah, you better get the new one down.
Do you have my old one still? Did you move your numbers over?
I got your old number. I can text you or whatever.
Okay, text me, and then I'll use that one to text you back when we decide we're going to head that way. I'll let you know.
Sounds like a plan.
Brian, it's kind of funny. Remember when you and I first put the GPS in the J3 Cub and flew it up like 2,000 feet? Do you remember that?
Oh, very well, yeah.
Well, this is like it's got GPSs inside it now. It's got everything but the crossband repeat that we were trying.
Radio.
Do you still have that radio?
Still do. I was wondering, where is W4KA? He's still around?
That's David, W4KA. He is down in Lawrence. Eric Sloan is K... What is his call? K4 something. He's the Kenwood guy. Remember?
David, because he's the one who sold me the W32. Hey, that's why I passed.
From him. I think I got an email from him not too long ago or something. I got some kind of communication from him. Did you know about his daughter?
No.
She was in a car accident and she did not survive, and that's devastating.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Jo, remember her?
I remember the name, yeah.
But, I mean, I know, I see his call sign every now and then when I'm looking, I'm doing spotting and stuff like that, but nowhere near what I used to see.
Yeah, okay. So anyhow, that answers that on where he's at. But yeah, I just haven't heard you guys even talk much about him. But anyhow, yeah, autonomous flying. You were talking about that or something? Continue on.
Back the last time I tried it, I think you knew, but that was about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. And that's when a fellow from Germany was over here. He was a BMW engineer. We worked together on a project to try to get the price down on quadcopters. And I haven't touched it again because I changed jobs shortly after that. Went to work for Bank of Japan, and it took everything I had for five, six years. So I didn't touch it. I'm no longer working for them. I don't work there, but I'm not really retired yet either. So I'm kind of in between. I'd take another job if one came up. But in the meantime, I've been learning about the 32-bit flight controller called the Pixhawk, and I put that in the old Tiger Stick. You've seen that Tiger Stick fly before. It's the one I use for competition, go down to America's Georgia to compete with my son. And this one just one left over that didn't crash, so I put all the autonomic controllers and everything in it and wrote some control programs, and we were out there flying waypoints today. And it was coming over the airfield a little bit, and that makes people nervous. Coming over the runway, and with a big heavy wind, it could drift a little bit on the wrong side of the flight line. So I did some modifications to the waypoints out there and moved it out a little bit. And I'm learning how that works, how all that stuff works. There's YouTube videos galore out there, but actually doing it and watching somebody else do it is totally different.
Actual videos. So I just get to see it in person. That would be kind of interesting.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of different frequencies involved. There's telemetry going back and forth between the airplane. There's like 4 to 5 different frequencies in use. 900 megahertz, 70 centimeters, 2.4 gigahertz, 5.8 gigahertz, all for different things like video, streaming video. Command, 2 different frequencies for redundant command linkage. Command control meaning I give it left rudder, it goes left. I give it up elevator, it goes up. That kind of thing. And I'm using sped spectrum on 2.4 gigahertz and 900 megahertz simultaneously. And then for telemetry, where am I and where do I need to be? That's 70 centimeters. So all different kind of configurations. Like I had to get the 70-centimeter radio, the transmitter, away from the 2.4 gigahertz receiver for video because it was transmitting. It was making noise, third-order harmonics and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just learning where to place components, building a ground station, getting the software working. Something's interfering with my Wi-Fi now, so I've got to figure out what that is. But it's a learning process, a very, very steep learning curve. W4DJW.
Deep learning curves keep the gray matter active. I know that.
Well, that is one of the reasons for doing it. It keeps you excited, and keeping you excited, you can't help it. I mean, I get home, it's like I'm in as much of a hurry to get this done as I was to get the job done when I was working. So that's good. That means that's continuing right through, no decline in gray matter usage there.
Yeah.
You guys figured out how long you're going to be in the area, or is this one of many stops you're making, or what's a rough idea of what the plan is? You're going to be here many days next week?
No, I don't think so. Tomorrow, then might be leaving Tuesday.
That's an aggressive schedule. Not like your last one where you had a few days.
Yeah, I guess. A little different. I mean, we've already spent, you know, 3 days down at the beach. So that's, to us, you know, we've been here since Tuesday. But in the area, exactly, you know, in the area, this area. We've been here since Friday, so I guess 2 days, 3 days. Yeah, it's not terribly to watch.
oldest of the daughters, right? How old is Frida now?
8.
Wow. Wow. I can't imagine Steve with an 8-year-old daughter. Wow. I can't. That's just hard for me to fathom.
Yeah, she's like 4 feet tall, comes up to my chest, you know?
That is cool. That is really cool, Steve. I'm proud of you and her and Megan.
Yeah. She's starting, you know, when she gets all dressed up like she does for church, she starts looking like a little woman, you know? So just like I've been aware of it the last month or so. I was like, man, kid keeps on doing that. It just keeps growing up. And the others, of course, they just growing like weeds. They are having a fight fest in the back, as you probably hear.
Time with them because it's very, very brief compared to the time without them once they're up and gone. But enjoy it. I know you are.
People ask, are you in the amateur radio? I said, well, I'm still in it, but not as much. I said, still got the equipment, still got the know-how. But I haven't really worried too much about it. Got the family and all. When they are gone, I can get back to it. So, yeah. I guess that's one advantage to being older. Kind of realize these kind of things, like you said, you know. Whereas I see young people, and they might be they have the advantage of growing up with their kids, but they often don't appreciate that.
And when you're busy working, then you just need to, you know, all that's going on all at the same time, need to take a breath, take a step back, and look at it every now and then, and take pride in what you've got there. That's wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am sitting in the driveway. I've got a ton of stuff I've got to unload, and then Amy fixed me a supper for my birthday, which was one day last week, Friday, I think. That would be day before yesterday, something like that. Anyway, Thursday or Friday. So I got a birthday dinner. I had to get home from the airfield early. But anyway, Steve, good talking to you. Don't forget to text me, and I'll text you back when I know what time we're going to be out there. KB0KBJ, W4DJW.
That transmission went by Furman University. And the other, well, this frequency and the other frequency on the other side of the radio were just full blast, pegged the needle, but not from 610.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's back. They had 5-2 on the other side, and I couldn't. They were both pegged the needle. So something must be coming from there to block it out.
Don't forget to text me. Give me a text, and when I know what time we're headed out there, I'll text you back and let you know.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
All right, I got to unload the truck now. Good talking to you, Steve. Tell Megan hello. KB0KBJ, W4DJW, clear.
All right, take care. Megan's waving. W4DJW, KB0KBJ. Mobile monitoring.
4 CBA mobile.